The Inner Cry, Part 34. Our inner cry is the engine of our progress. And as we grow, so our inner cry itself evolves and progresses, refining, expanding, and intensifying itself, discovering ever new forms of expression, and aiming at ever new heights. Through burning desire to yearning aspiration, through pitiful prayer to bountiful meditation, through the stream of love and the river of devotion to the ocean of surrender, through liberation to realization, to revelation, to manifestation, and beyond. Our inner cry has no beginning and no end. Every ultimate fulfillment, a new starting point. Our inner cry will express itself through whatever form or language is required for our progress. Finding its way through inconscience, instinct, and intelligence, through the unconscious, conscious, and superconscious, through our weaknesses and strengths, incapacities and talents, sins and virtues, likes and dislikes, failures and successes, victories and defeats. Our inner cry spans our knowing and unknowing, the known, unknown, and unknowable within us and beyond us. The inner cry is the life force of desire, the pure heart of prayer, and the sure soul of aspiration. The inner cry is insatiable and invincible. When it reaches its limits, when it achieves all it can on one level of consciousness and becomes a barrier to its own further purpose, the inner cry does not hesitate to consume itself, to liberate, reinvent, and supercharge itself. Aspiration obliterates desire. Meditation engulfs prayer. Manifestation subsumes realization and revelation. The inner cry is God's victory assured. Older than the universe, the inner cry is always new, ever fresh. The inner cry does not form any conception or expectation of how or when it will be fulfilled. It does not need to. Ever unfulfilled, ever unfulfillable, the inner cry stands as the architect, guarantor, and witness of its own perpetual fulfillment.